without calling, without invitation. And myself also
traveling in whole world without any invitation, I'm going here, there. Why? Harinamamit Prabhu, Harinamananda Prabhu, so they speak something.
Hare Krishna. May I say a few words of greeting, first of all, to our beloved Srila Gurudev that he has come. We would like to
have you brought
welcome Srila Gurudev here today. That he is and also the Sannyasi Gyan who are here, Sripad Madhava Maharaj, Sripad Bon Maharaj, my godbrother Sannyasis, Vasananda Prabhu, Srimati Shamarani Didi, all my godbrothers and godsisters, and all other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. We'd like to welcome you, and simultaneously, I would like to offer my humble dandavat pranam to all I have just mentioned. Srila Gurudev's mission, why he has come here, is because this material world is not the home of the jiva. The jiva does not belong here, it is not its body, it is eternal spirit soul. It is living eternally in a conditioned, unnatural state here in this material world, without beginning and without end, until it encounters the mercy, the powerful mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. To have such an opportunity is extremely rare. The well-known example is that we have heard from Srila Prabhupada of Swamiji that when a turtle is swimming in the vast ocean and it comes to surface, if at that time when it reaches the surface there is a board with a hole in it where its head just happens to fit through, and so it happens that when it surfaces to the air, its head happens to go through the hole in the board. This is extremely rare, and all of us, so many of us, are having this experience right now repeatedly by the mercy of our Srila Gurudev. Even though the mercy of Gurudev is inconceivable, because in our conditioned state we don't know what good fortune has hit us, but Gurudev, simultaneously being the genius teacher that he is, explains everything to us, that we can understand our good fortune, that we can understand the goal of our life, and that we can understand the process by which we can achieve it. Sadhu Sangha. Gurudev is that sadhu whose association we require, and the Vaishnavas that accompany him and serve him humbly and tirelessly throughout the whole world spreading his mission. They can also enrich us with the nectar that is coming from Srila Gurudev's lotus mouth. So all I can say, as for myself also, I hope to muster all the proper attention and sincerity and seriousness of mind to take advantage of this opportunity that Gurudev is giving us. Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Sarbhavana Prabhu. He has gone. Oh, Jayant Prabhu, should he speak something?
He said that when the sojourn of a conditioned soul in material world comes to its end, then at that time he is getting the chance to associate with the Vaishnavas. So we can all rejoice that we have come to that particular moment in history, in each of our particular history, that we have come into association with Vaishnavas. Not only Vaishnavas, but Shuddha Vaishnava, a pure Vaishnava, like Shiva Gurudev. So, like many before myself yesterday were saying, and Ananda Prabhu was saying, let us try to master all our attention and all our sincerity, and with rapt attention, just lend our ears to the nectar flowing from Gurudev's mouth, because this is what can soothe our heart and purify it and make us fit for the goal that human life is being attributed to, which means rendering loving service at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Shri Gurudev ki jai.
Shalti Maharaj. to speak what something.
Your home zone.
Your home zone. Om Gyanam Dasya Gyanam Jana Sharakaya Sakshur Militam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave So while Gurudev has been traveling all over the world for like 27 times around, and I have seen with my own eyes hundreds and hundreds of miracles of devotees coming to his lotus feet and taking shelters. Gurudev is so merciful that his heart can accommodate the whole world. But unfortunately, the whole world is not coming. But we can see that in the world actual, all those who have Sukriti, Adhikar, have come. So there is no lack. All of those devotees who are able to be rewarded by the mercy of Srila Gurudev has come here today. So we should know why we came and should take full advantage of his presence, of his association. If you want to have mercy of Gurudev, just lend your ear. The flow of nectar is flowing from his lotus mouth, just right from the Vyasa Sun. It's like a flow of river, great river full of jewels. And we should not stay in the board, in the banks of the river. We should go in the river and not on the surface. We should go very deep and take advantage of all these jewels and become wealthy and put everything in our heart. As when we leave that place, we will be much more wealthy and we can distribute these jewels to everyone around us. Jai Shri Gurudev.
Jeev Pavan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, after my respectful messages, especially the Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, all these single Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, a bit caught off guard, but been wanted to speak. So, in one sense, it seems as if the pure devotee is traveling and he is taking nothing, and he is giving everything and taking nothing, but don't believe it, actually. Srila Gurudev and these others, they're all transcendental thieves. And if you haven't experienced it already, they steal our hearts and they steal our minds.
And your son? Your son too.
No, I gave him. Actually, Maharaj is saying, he stole my son. But the pure devotee sees that everything belongs to Krishna. Actually, we are the thieves. We're taking Krishna's property and we're using it for our sense gratification in this material world. And the spiritual master simply comes to return to the rightful owner everything that belongs to them, Radha and Krishna. So Srila Gurudev is transcendental thief, but actually he is working on behalf of the original thief to whom everything actually belongs. So we should not resist and just give in, give. But if you're at all attached to your material life, if you want to continue enjoying to this material world, then don't stay. You should leave now. Because with just a moment's association, you'll find that you'll never be happy again in the material world. And you'll have to surrender. And I ask that Srila Gurudev please accept my surrender and beat me with his thunder.
Radha Raman Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Sarvabhavana Prabhu, please come. Gurudev asking for you. Sarvabhavana Prabhu, maybe you are in kitchen. Please come here. Gurudev is calling you. Who is sitting behind? they can go and call Sarvabhauma Prabhu.
Are ho, thak. Thak, thak.
Om Madhyan Kumaranath Sri Gyan Jana Chalakya Chakshamitamiyamitasnei Sri Guruvi Namo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatariya Sri Sivat Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Tindhamine. Namaste Guru Devaya Sarva Siddhi Pradaya Sarva Mangal Rupaya Sarva Anandinaya. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Paramahansa. 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, my Dandut Pranam to my Pujya Aradhya Sri Guru Maharaj and to all Vidandi Sannyasis and all devotees, Vaishnava Vaishnavis, my humble Dandut Pranam to all devotees. Guru Maharaj has asked me to speak something. So, in the context why Guru Maharaj is traveling around the world, many sannyasis have spoken about it. We should realize why sadhus are traveling through the world. That is the most important question should come to us. Why sadhu is traveling? Why cannot stay in India and do the bhajan there? But according to the Shastra and other Vaishnavas explaining, that we in this material world, we are not happy. We are looking for happiness in our family, in our society, in our children, brother, everybody. But we realize we cannot find that peace and happiness. And the true friend of ours is this sadhu. So this sadhu is traveling through the world because what is sadhu? Sadhu is Swayam Krishna, is his sarup. So he's coming to as a guru and a teacher to teaching us how we can find this peace and happiness to surrender to the Lord of Sri Radha and Krishna according to the teaching of Mahaprabhu. And that is the way they are presenting us, the jivas, wake up, jiv jago, and come out from there and come to the lotus feet of sadhu, and from the sadhu we can go to Radha and Krishna. So, Guru Maharaj is traveling all around the world by to waking us so that we can realize that we are not here for permanent. We are just for few reaction of our past time. We are in this body and we are staying in a country named Dutch, German, English, Hindu, Muslim. And pure sadhu is trying us to realize that we are not this identity, what we are giving ourselves, but we are real Jiva Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. So, and how we can do that? And that he will teach us what we are learning for many, many years, but we cannot realize. So sadhu is traveling more and more to coming and giving that inspire to us so that we can become in one day so attached to sadhu and guru and Vaishnava and to Radha and Krishna, how we can serve them. So Guru Maharaj is traveling around the world, right? He's to waking us. So we should take this opportunity because all the nice devotees in German have organized this very well. So very grateful for them. They have done this great job and we thank them from deep our heart that all sannyasi can come here and speak about the love of Radha and Krishna.
Damodar Prabhu can speak something. Damodar. After her.
Gurve Gaur Chandraya Radhikaya Tadare Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Mora. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Gurudev, my Diksha Gurudev, also to my Siksha Gurudev, all the Sangha Vaishnavas, Sannyasis, and
the Sangha guests. So basically we were speaking about the glories of Sadhu Sangha. We can see in the scriptures, especially Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hoi Sadhu Sangha Krishna Pre Te Puna Mukhya Sangha. The birthplace of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. We see that by having just a little bit of association, the fruits of Sadhu Sangha will come, which are what? Jnana and Vairagya. Vasudeva Bhakti. Bhakti Yoga Payocha Janayatu Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahitakam. A beautiful example is given in the scriptures. Just like Ajamil, he was very much attached to a prostitute. And when it was time for him to leave his body, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutes, they came to save him from the Jamdus who were taking away to carry him to hell. In that brief moment, he heard the Harikatha from the Vishnu Dutes. He heard beautiful Harikatha of the glories of Lord Vishnu. Actually, this Harikatha was being spoken by the messengers of Lord Vishnu. And by hearing that, he realized that how much he had wasted his time in this material world. He could leave that prostitute, go to Hardwar, and do sadhan bhajan. So similarly, by the association of pure Vaishnavas, some strong bhakti vairagya will develop so that we ultimately can leave this material world and really enter into spiritual life. And also bhakti tattva will be also there similarly. I leave it at here. Pancha Kalpata Rubhisha, keep us in the
very good. Sarvabhauma Bhavam Prabhu.
Om Agyana Miram Vashyana Jana Shaka Chakshuva Nidhama Nina Dasmani Sri Kudavina Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhikram Sthapitam Dina Kutam Swayam Hare Krishna. It's such a wonderful occasion that Srila Gurudev is here once again to inspire that little bit of bhakti that needs for us to remain fixed in our sadhana and in always keeping the goal, the sadhya, in vision. Because as we heard from so many different devotees, that without sadhu sangha, it is not possible to even make the slightest advancement in spiritual life. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre kai lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi. This word lava means to take, to experience, to gain. But lava also is a measure of time, which is less than any time calculations that we know of. So if one sincerely takes, even for a split of a moment, proper association, that is with faith, then all the purport of the scriptures will be revealed to that person. Because without understanding the purport of the scriptures and serving the devotee with that understanding and serving Krishna with that understanding, it is really not possible to be engaged in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord. All our efforts will remain on the pious platform. If we want to convert our activities in the ashram of spiritual life into a transcendental activity, then
it has to be done with the understanding of who the Supreme Lord is, who are His Priya Bhaktas, and what are His different energies. The Sambandha Gyan is the first step that will take us to the transcendental life. So, Srila Gurudev is, as we know, now he's looking very, very fresh and fit. I told him that. And that is so inspiring. We all want him to come here every year. And this will also keep a poor soul like me also engaged. And of course, a big hand to Harinavananda Prabhu. And not yet, please, because I can't mention Harinavananda Prabhu's name without mentioning his wife, Shilpa Karini Mataji, and their daughter, Saraswati. So, thank you so much, Srila Gurudev, for taking this trouble, shall I say, because at this age we all understand how difficult for the body it is, and that you come here every year, and I hope that you continue to come here. Hare Krishna.
Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunvilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama tabai vasmi na jivami toya bina iti vigya radhe tangnayama macharananta. First of all, my millions of dandot pranam in the lotus feet of my paramaradhyatam guru pat padma nitya lila pravishtam vishnu pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnupad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Though our Gurudev gave sannyas to Abhacharanarvinda Prabhu, that is Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And by the mercy of his Siksha Guru, Sannyas Guru, and his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came in whole world, and in couple of years, wonderful, he established so many preaching centers everywhere in the world. Even in the top of mountains, in the midst of oceans, forest. There was no country left where he did not preach. And he established so many temples, and also he wrote so many books, translated authority books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many. And he gave it to whole world. That is why we see so many devotees everywhere. So, only by his mercy, I served him something, and he pleased to me, and by his mercy I am everywhere going, traveling, and all are listening very carefully to me. So I came first time to visit the holy places where he went, and I saw everywhere his glory. Everywhere. So, at the last time he has told me, requested me, that I have collected so many devotees from whole world, but I could not train them well. So please help them. I told, yes, I accept your order. I will try my best. And he also at that time told me that give my samadhi with your hand. There were Tamal, Krishna, Brahmananda, and so many other disciples. And also the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Pujyapad Ban Maharaj and others. But especially he told to me, and I did. And to carry out his order, I am coming everywhere. He has traveled whole world 20 times, and myself 24 hours, 26 times, and maybe more. You know that we are all eternal servant, maid servant of Krishna. But unfortunately, we have forgotten him. And Maya has covered our knowledge. And our transcendental swarup. So, we are here in this world. We are refugee from transcendental world, Golok Vrindavan. And in this world you are thinking, oh, we are very happy. Like a mad person or any person who is taking so much whiskey and thinks, oh, I'm monarch of all. But really he is mad. He has no sense to think all these things in right way. Oh, we same thing. You should know that we are not this body, but we are thinking that this body is mine. But really not. We are separate, quite separate from this. What this body is? Body is a bag of urine, blood, stool, so many things. And Krishna has covered it up, very fine, beautiful covering, skin, beautiful eyes, beautiful nose, everything. But inside, full of urine, blood, stool, so many things. If whole scientists and doctors will try, but they cannot check old age. They have made aeroplane, oh, very fast. Moving, very fast. They have done marvelous scientists, so many wonderful inventions. We can see from here, oh, where world's game is going on here, there. What president of America is telling, we will see at once. But they could not invent what is Atma, what is soul, and what is Paramatma. They are going to Chandralok, Moonlok, but not here. Who am I? They cannot. They cannot stop. Oh, old age. They can demolish whole world by atom bomb, nitrogen bomb. They can do. But they cannot give life. What is life? So, we are, our soul is transcendental. Like Vibhinna Ansa of Supreme Lord.
Part and parcel of God.
Part and parcel of Supreme Lord. And we have forgotten Him and we are here. But this is not our property here. One day, forcibly, we will have to give up this place. Surely. And you cannot take a farthing from here, anything. You cannot take your son, daughter, husband, wife, anyone from here. Realize it. It is true fact. Your money, what you are collecting, will not go any further. But if you will chant Supreme Lord, you should realize that who am I and who is Supreme Lord and what is the relation between them. Then you can be happy, otherwise not. Money cannot give you happiness. Your father, mother, children cannot give you happiness. Nothing. So, the sadhu travel everywhere. When Gargacharya went to Nanda Gokul in the house of Nanda Baba, at that time Krishna was taken birth, but no Namkaran Sanskar, not name has been given. At that time, Nanda Baba told, oh, you are very kind. You have no business to come here for yourself. But only we person, very poor, and have no knowledge, always thinking in the Grihastha Ashram. Grihastha Ashram?
Household life.
Household. Attached so much. And knowing that I am this body. And related to bodies, everything is mine. Always unhappy. Suffering. We cannot go to sadhus, but you sadhu, the bhakts of Krishna, go mercifully to their house. To tell all these facts that you are not body. You are eternal servant of Krishna, maid servant of Krishna. So don't waste your time. Labdhva sudralabham idam bahu sambhavante. Oh, this human form, in this only, we can realize these things. Any animal cannot realize. Any demigods, they cannot. Only we human in this world, we can realize this fact. We can do sadhu sangha and we can hear from them. So sadhus, really Vaishnava, have no their own business. Swamiji did not come for money. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami never told any his disciple to go western countries and make money. Never. I have not come for money. Money may pursue me, behind me, running. But I'm not running behind. Any sadhu does not. And if anything comes, at once, without delay, in a second, make temple, make here, print books and distribute all these things. Never one paisa affording for me. So, the sangha of sadhu sangha, very rare in this world. Some persons not qualified, himself attached with money and omen, preaching, but what they can preach? I'm very happy that here more than 700, about 800 devotees are here to hear all these things. And you will certainly be inspired. Certainly. We will think what I am telling. You must do that. So, we must try to hear all these very attentively. Sadhu Sangha, as Prabhu has told. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha is Sarva Siddhi Hai. Krishna told to Uddhav, my dear Uddhav, you know that so many monkeys, so many deers, so many Daitya Danav, demons, so many birds, all were liberated by the Sangha of Sadhus. You know Prahlad? He was like the son of demon. By the mercy of Narad, very soon he was replaced, liberated, and became happy. You know, Narad, in his boyhood, when he was of 5 years age, 4 Kumars, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar, with so many rishis, came to his village and began to do Chaturmasya and daily Harikatha, like here, in morning, in evening, in midday, all time Harikatha, Harikatha. So there that was. And that boy, with great attention and strong faith, he used to hear all their Harikatha. And one day he took remnant of them from their lips.
Liplet.
And he was attached to them. They became happy. And at the time of going, they gave him mantra. And then after that, he went to forest and he became liberated, you know. You know that Vritrasur also, how he became? By only the association of Angira Rishi and Narad. In first birth he was Chitraketu Maharaj, very attached to worldly affairs. But by their instructions, he became liberated. And in Vritrasur he told, Prabhu, if you are happy to me, please give me this bone. Uttam shloka janesu sakhyam sansar chakre bhramate nija karma bhi tan maya atmaj atmaj dar gehesu na nath asakta bhuyat. Prabhu, if you are happy to please to me, give this bone. That any fair ivy should go in any pieces of life. by your mercy, I should have sadhu sangha. I don't want the persons who are always immersed in householder works, attached to their body and all these things. Please give me. You know that Valmiki, by the association of Narada Rishi, Dhruva, Prahlad, so many, by Narada Rishi, they were liberated. They went to Golok Vrindavan. Even deers of Vrindavan, Pulindi, you know,
Aboriginal girl
of Govardhan, only by the association of gopis, they were liberated. The birds, Mayur means
peacocks
of Vrindavan, only by the association of gopis, they liberated. Some gopis who were from Rishichari and others, they were not still pure to go in the ras of Krishna. By the association of Nitya Siddha Gopi, they were liberated. We also see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, at that time Jagaiya and Madhai, drunkards. And by the association, by only drishti, vision of Nityananda Prabhu Haridas, they were liberated at that. We see a prostitute, very beautiful. She wanted to disturb Haridas Thakur. But only in 3 nights hearing Hare Krishna, and she became sadhu. And then all sadhus, mahantam, used to come to her to see, how this Mahatma, this lady. Also, you know, by the Sangha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he in India, everywhere gone, all became Vaishnav. Also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar, in the last, his Guru Swarup, he told all these things. He heard everything, the sweet pastimes of Krishna, but not realizing. And then Swarup, what did? Mangalam Bhavatu. At once in a second he saw, he's flying very, very swiftly. And he went to Goloka Vrindavan and he made Krishna like a Sakha by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. So, anyhow, you are in association. So many sadhu Vaishnava are here. They will speak something. You should hear all these things and be happy and practice. Like in Manasikha, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written. Guru Goste Gosthala Yisu Swamantre Sinamni Braja Duva Danda Sarane. Do positively daily what Guru has given you mantra, Guru mantra. What he has given Harinam daily, they can save you and they can take you to transcendental world in the service of Krishna and Radhika. Daily. And follow Upadeshamritam and thus be happy. I think you have managed that so many sannyasis are here, so many speakers are here. You should engage them. Time to time they should come and speak Hari Katha and all should hear. I think that more than 700, about 800 devotees are here. It may be something, any problem it may be, but nothing it is. You have come to hear Harikatha, you should hear. If something lacking in prasadam or lodging or anything, you should neglect them. They are trying full to manage everything very well. I saw, I became very happy and wondered, how beautiful management they are doing. How beautiful this kitchen room and everything, and very expert cooks are there, and everything you will have, prasadam, and come here and hear Harikatha. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, all the devotees who have come, I know that all of you want to have Gurudev Darshan, so that's why Gurudev came today, to give you Darshan, private Darshan, personal Darshan. But still, I know that many of you have some inquiry and want to exchange something personal with Sri Gurudev. So tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the house, 10 o'clock, sorry, house of Srila Gurudev stays, there will be darshan for all the English devotees and the German devotees combined. So you will think, how is that possible? We hope that the weather is good so that we can make outside on the grass, we can make some arrangements and that you can all come and meet with Gurudev. But if any one of you have questions or unanswered letters, please consult with me, and Sri Gurudev will then reply personally to all of you. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow we will announce the next day. Hare Krishna.